This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It really is incredible how dialed in they will get. You know, you're taking all the best players that are used to playing all the top ice time and all the top positions, and power play guys become penalty killing guys, and it's not about the individual anymore. It's just about playing for your country. And for that moment in time, that couple weeks, you've got to give the players a lot of credit for buying in, especially as a coaching staff, into what you're trying to sell and the amount of work that's got to go into that short period of time to win a championship.
Our Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff talking with the guys in the morning yesterday. That's Sneaky Joe and Jeremy White. Lindy or some other coaching staff member, often Seth Abbert, make a weekly appearance. Anyway, Lindy talking about the players and the credit they deserve for diving headfirst into all that the Four Nations face-off has entailed. It's been a tremendous success for the NHL, and that credit goes entirely to the players, I think, like Lindy is saying. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Because if you didn't have the buy-in, like they ultimately control it. And their level of passion for this tournament, right from the start, first game of the tournament, it was evident. I know for me, it's funny, I've mentioned this a couple of times as we were getting through the round robin games last week. First game on Wednesday night, I'm like, I'm excited, but I was not at edge of your seat, peak, wow, this is going to be incredible. I can't wait to see what it looks like. I was like, maybe we'll ease into it and, see what we get. And hopefully by today, when the championship game is happening, we get the right matchup, Canada-US, it's, really firing and the guys are really into it. But, man, right from the start of that first Canada-Sweden game, followed up by Finland and U.S. the next night, and certainly capped off on Saturday evening by Team USA and Team Canada playing their round-robin game, it was evident. Like, these guys are in to this. And I went right from a 5 or 6 on the meter right to a 10. As soon as the game started, I was already, interest Mario Lemieux and the anthems and the whole thing for that first game, again, the round robin game that led this thing off between Sweden and Canada. And I'm like, I'm starving for this. And it has fully met and exceeded expectations. So credit to the players for getting into it like they did. 803-0550, as I said, is the number. You want to just keep kicking this around, the hockey, I'm totally fine just taking calls on it. It's a really cool moment for, I think, Sabres fans, Buffalo hockey fans, to sort of get re-energized by the sport. I mean, the Sabres have been a very tough road here for a long, long time. And it's hard. I got to go back to 2011. There have been other games. I know there are playoff races and, you know, the Florida game from a couple of years ago when they seemed like they were breaking through and they missed the playoffs only by a point. There were games that mattered then that I'm sure I was excited for, but I don't think to this level. Really. For me, I got to go back to 2011 for the playoffs against Philly, 2010 for the Olympics with Ryan Miller playing for Team USA. That's the last time I felt anything close to what this tournament has brought forth. And, you know, it's a reminder, I think. So it can be a little bittersweet. I don't want to bum you out by making this point, but seeing Eichel, seeing Reinhardt, and feeling something about hockey that maybe you haven't been feeling in a long time because the Sabres have just been so exhaustively terrible for so long, that can cut both ways. It make you more bitter and angry at the state of things here because this is just such a tremendous hockey market, and I just feel like we're all just sort of sleepwalking through it at this point. And look, I'm not judging you harshly for that. I'm the same way. I can't find my way to get excited for the trade deadline or anything. It's just let me know when you're actually going to mean something again is how I think a lot of fans, including me, feel about the Sabres right now. And this tournament can serve as a bit of a mirror to like reflect that back at you. Like I miss this. I used to have this feeling often, and it's just absent. I mean, it just is. We get to calls here in 1 second. One tweet response that I got today that I really liked because it reminded me of what I felt was maybe the best time I've had in the building, at a hockey game anyways, in a very, very long time. One person responded to my Twitter poll because I said, you know, when's the last time you were excited? And I had four choices. One of them was not a regular season game from 2 years ago against Minnesota. Go figure, right? But there was a game. It was still during football season. Someone sent me the box for it, but I don't have a second here to go look it up and get it again. There was a Minnesota home game on a Saturday night. I've talked about this game before. I was in the building, and it was an incredible atmosphere. It was sold out. It was like one of these high school hockey nights. I know my son Owen was there helping coach a Nichols team that was taking part in like a shootout or something during the intermissions. And so we got tickets through his school, where he's been working as a coach since he retired from hockey. And so we went, and the atmosphere was electric. It was a great game. It was a high-scoring game. The Sabres ended up winning in overtime, and walking out of there, fans were singing the shout song down Washington Street, and it was a reminder of what it can feel like in there. But I didn't walk in the building that night thinking I was going to get any kind of a reminder of what could be. It just was organically a night that turned into a really spectacular night for hockey in Buffalo. But there was no anticipation. I was just going to a regular season Saturday night game against Minnesota. I mean, there was no run up to it. It was like, okay, fine, I'll go to the game with you. You got two tickets, fine. Like that was it. It ended up being a great night, but the run-up, like the buzz, there was no buzz. This thing tonight, man, and this whole tournament has had it in spades. Paul is first up this segment. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Amen, Bulldog. You are right on point. The confluence of events that no one could have anticipated when this tournament was conceived. Now, you could have anticipated the wait we've all had to see best on best, but no one could have anticipated the political drama and just how much these guys are giving. Charlie McAvoy is now a U.S. hockey legend. Sidney Crosby, who it has been said walks on water, I said on a call to the morning show a couple days ago, he etched his face in stone on the Mount Rushmore of hockey history. He is an all-timer because of what he's doing in this tournament, and I cannot wait for tonight. To a specific lineup point, I got to see Chris Kreider in there tonight for USA. I look to what he did again in Game 6 against Carolina, scoring a natural hat trick for a Ranger team that was probably, with the exception of goaltender, out-talented by the Carolina Hurricanes, but found a way to grit through that series because of Chris Kreider. Him and Jake Guentzel are guys who show up in games like this, and I need him in the lineup over a Brock Nelson. Love to get your thought on that.
All right, Paul. I hear you, man. I would not be against that. I like the way you set that up. And you know, Kreider got in. That was the game on Monday, right? I think Kreider played and scored right off the hop there. They ended up losing the game, but yeah, I'm curious to see what the lineup looks like. Bummer for Thompson that everyone who's eligible to play appears to be at least healthy enough to play, because he went there, I guess, you know, in case someone was still sick or there was an injury or whatever, and doesn't look like he's going to get in the lineup. But, yeah, I mean, the coach did not commit to, you know how they started the tournament, and you know, too, Kreider was not in that first lineup and didn't play on Saturday night against Toronto, against Canada, but did get in. Because they were so thin, I wonder what it'll look like when we get to closer to game time and we get a look at the lineups. But I don't know. Maybe I'd be surprised if they did it, but I wouldn't be against it if they switched Kreider in for Nelson. The rest of it, to me, is locked in, right? I mean, just looking at a guy that's as talented as Kyle Connor being on what is ostensibly a fourth line is kind of incredible. I mean, the talent on these teams is just remarkable. More of your calls on the way. Hold on if you're there. I'll get to you right after a break here. We've got Joe Yurden coming up at the top of the hour, but time to squeeze in a couple more after we take a quick time out here. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.